Reporting from Burnaby, BC, this is Danny Nesvetterani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. On Tuesday, March 24th, Burnaby City Councilor Allison Gu announced at a Burnaby City Council meeting that she would not be pursuing re-election for her position in the upcoming municipal election, meaning that her time on council will come to an end this October. Councilor Gu was first elected during a by-election in 2021 at the age of 24, during a time when there was not a member of council under the age of 55. During her announcement, she made reference to some of what she was most proud of achieving during her 5 years on council.
Some of the work I am most proud of includes the full decarbonization of all new housing, the protection of Caribou Heights Forest in full and in perpetuity, helping to get a city-owned, nonprofit, and nimble affordable housing developer, the BHA, off the ground and start its first two projects, working to help build out a district energy system that will retrofit the city's biggest emitters, initiating a climate hazards mapping process, getting a bike learning zone started, and winning back public taxpayer funds from large polluters. I've also had the opportunity to make policy change, strengthening language to better protect tenants, securing more transparency and affordable housing, using density bonus policy to target the creation of affordable housing and childcare, amending bylaws to protect more green space, trees, and agricultural land, improving safety for pedestrians, cyclists, and public transit users throughout the city, and adding an equity lens to our transportation demand management strategy, and more.
Next, City Councilor Daniel Tatro gave some remarks about the announcement.
And I've been truly inspired not only by Allison's drive, but her vision to make Burnaby a better place. And, you know, again, just listen to all those things that contribute to that. She is principled. She's tough. You don't want to be on a Councilor Gu's bad side. She's tough, but fair. Very thoughtful on every decision made. Every decision that goes through council is carefully considered by Allison and or by Councilor Gu, and I know that. And if you talk to constituents around the city, she listens to everyone's concerns before making those decisions. I also think it's important to not forget how groundbreaking it was when Councilor Gu was elected at the young age of 24, at a time when I don't think there was anyone around this room elected who was under 55. This was important for young people in our city who sometimes maybe didn't see their voices represented. And I think it was inspiring too.
Councillors Sav Dhaliwal and Pietro Calandino, who have both served on Burnaby City Council since 2002, are also stepping down in October. They provided some comments of their own where they were complimentary of Councillor Gu's convictions, principles, and dedication to her role as Burnaby City Councillor. Councillor Richard T. Lee, who often disagreed with Councillor Gu during council meetings, had this to say as well.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I thought only people of old age can be stubborn, but I appreciate Councillor Gu make up her mind and didn't change too much. And I appreciate your passion to service and also your contributions to net zero, making Burnaby towards that goal closer. So I thank you very much for your services and good luck in your next endeavors.
Councillor Tatro then chimed in to disagree with those last remarks.
And the wrap up, Councillor Tatro.
Yeah, just to clear for the record, clear it up. She's not that stubborn. You just have to have the right arguments to get her over to your side. So that's let the record show that Councillor Gu is not stubborn.
With Councillors Gu, Dhaliwal, and Calandino all stepping down in October, it leaves significant room for major changes to be made in Burnaby City Council in the upcoming municipal election. Additionally, as of this recording, Councillor Allison Gu has not publicly stated what her specific plans are once her role as Burnaby City Councillor is over. This has been Danny Nesvetterani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.